Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. A 22-year-old man is in a critical but stable condition in Townsville Hospital after a crash in Ingham. The two hatchbacks collided at around 6 a.m. yesterday morning in Bermerside near Seymour Creek. The other driver, a 67-year-old Ingham man, is in hospital in a stable condition. The Forensic Crash Unit is investigating. Road safety has been a hot topic following the deaths of more than 100 people on our Queensland roads this year. It's prompted organisers of the Ford Driving Skills for Life program to hit the road touring 4 rural Queensland schools this month. Director James Stewart says our forever changing weather and road conditions are just a couple of the basics our young drivers need to master.
And then also how to deal with the conditions they're based on. So especially young drivers in Queensland's rural areas, they're dealing with road trains. So you imagine driving a car for a first time on a narrow road with a road train coming past you, which is pretty frightening.
Cranbrook, Garbutt and Eyre State schools will benefit from a share of $40 million of federal funding to spruce up classrooms, new playground equipment and more. In total, 16 public schools across Queensland will benefit, each pocketing $250,000. Yellow crazy ants, beware, a multi-million dollar crackdown is taking place today. Council are dropping nearly 2 tonnes of bait around Alligator Creek and Gelago as part of a $12 million program from the federal government. Councillor Brady Ellis says the bait can't harm pets or any other wildlife.
Around like residential areas, I don't want people to worry. It's not like they're throwing powder or chemicals or anything like that out of helicopters. These are granular tablets that they'll be dropping.
Right.
And for the areas really close to people's houses, we've actually got people on foot.
They've raised over $44 million for breast cancer research, and now the annual Mother's Day Classic event will also raise vital funds for ovarian cancer. Townsville locals can expect to see crowds of pink as hundreds are expected to take part in this year's charity run. You can join in from 8:30 a.m. at the Peppers Resort on Magnetic Island.